Today on 15 Minute Time Limit, there will be a special, not a special episode, but a not unusual episode. It's going to be an episode dedicated to the independent scene mostly, not only, but mostly. Talk about GCW, we'll talk about Alex Shelley, we'll talk about Shimmer, throwing a little bit of PWG in there as well. So it's going to be an independent episode, independence. For if there are any Ted Lasso fans in here, there's going to be 15-minute time limit, the independent. Let's get started.
Welcome to 15-minute time limit, the wrestling podcast.
All right, so no new shows, right? Wrong. Well, I want to talk about GCW a little bit. Game Changer Wrestling, the promotion for death matches and wild stuff and crazy things going on. And yes, we have the king of death matches, Matt Cardona. I love Matt Cardona. I think he's brilliant, right? He's a brilliant guy with a great mind for the business. And, of course, the first ever internet champion. So he knows how to do stuff on the internet. Surprise, surprise. And that's what he did also on GCW. After, being GCW world champ and beating Nick Gage, the king of deathmatch. Matt Cardona lost it to John Moxley. Unfairly, we must add. And then he put his internet title on the line against Effie, who won. But in the latest GCW event, it's not even the last GCW event, because they do many events per weekend, whenever they do events. Matt Cardona put his GCW career on the line versus Effie, for the internet title, of course. And Chelsea Green came and helped her man regain his internet title and, keep his GCW career alive. Later in the show, Mick Foley was on and he got a promo in the ring. He ended the promo with "fuck Matt Cardona." So I laughed, and I am laughing now as well, as you hear. It was funny. Yeah, Mick Foley is great. Also, in that event, in that pay-per-view, we had the main event, Moxley versus Gage, in a death match for the GCW world title. John Moxley won that match. He was a bloody mess. So I'm not sure how much of a win you consider it, but a win is a win, and he was pronounced and declared the winner. So yeah, he won the match, but he bled a lot. That's John Moxley for you. He will bleed in death matches with Nick Gage in GCW, and then go wrestle for AEW. What a guy. Check GCW out. It's great. It's the revival of ECW with some hardcore wrestling. And, they don't do just hardcore wrestling. That's what's great about them, because they have plenty of shows and not just devoted to hardcore wrestling. So give them a chance. Give them a look. I love GCW. All hail Matt Cardona. Yes, the king of deathmatch. Speaking of other independent promotions, Shimmer Wrestling, the all-female wrestling promotion, has notified the followers on Twitter that Shimmer events 119 and 120 will feature some new faces and some old faces. They posted on Twitter that the Australian sensation Charlie Evans will be there, and Marty Bell will be there, and Heather Monroe will be there. And you know, I posted on Twitter that I really, really want to see Marty Bell versus Heather Monroe. I don't know why. I think this match will rule. So book it, Shimmer. Book it. You have two events, not one. Book that into one of your events right now. But not only that, Sierra will be there. And I know Shimmer's current world champion is Kimberly, who was last seen in the Monsters Ball at Knockouts Knockdown. Tag champs are the Sea Stars, Ashley Vox and Delmi Elxo. Sorry for the mix-up. And, you know, it's going to be interesting to see what's going on with Exo. Not Elxo, sorry. With the team Sea Stars, Ashley Vox gathered a lot of interest in AEW as of late. And it'll be interesting to see Shimmer Wrestling. And it will be soon, at the end of this month, October 31st. Check it out. Speaking of the independents, Alex Shelley, one of my all-time favorite wrestlers, is now the independent champion of the world. Yes, Independent Wrestling TV, IWTV, has a title called the IWTV Independent Wrestling World title. Alex Shelley won that title 3 days ago. Yes, depending on when you hear it, but on October 8th. So right now it was 3 days ago. He beat Wheeler Utah in what was, from what I've read and heard, a stellar match. Still didn't have a chance to see it. A day before that, Alex Shelley beat Daniel Garcia in Beyond Uncharted Territory. So you can say he's on a roll, Alex Shelley, as of late. He also won the number one contender for the PWG world title, beating Jonathan Gresham at Tremendous 6 at Pro Wrestling Guerrilla in September. So Alex Shelley. Man, Alex Shelley, I love him. I love him. I really wish he'd go. You know, he was in NXT for a little while. Wish he could go back there, or to WWE, or to AEW, or even get back to Impact Wrestling. He was there with Chris Sabin as well last year. So yeah, the reunion of the Motor City Machine Guns. It was great to see that on Impact Wrestling, even if it was pretty short and for just a little while. But it was still fun. It was a year ago. Oh my God. 1 year ago. Even before that, yeah, it was September, October of 2020. My God, time flies. I think it was also in August. Yeah, it was before that. Oh my God, it was really a long time ago. They held the Impact Tag Team titles as well, but Alex Shelley went on some time off, well deserved time off. Disappeared for a little while and then resurfaced. 9 months later, yeah, last appearance was on December at Impact, and then he reappeared on December 2020, and then he reappeared on September 2021. Long hiatus, but that's Alex Shelley. Take as much time as you want off just to be back and make what you do best, and that's wrestle. Congrats on your title win. All right, then something serious. Carmella posted on Twitter and on Instagram a picture of herself with no makeup on and with no filters on. It was a selfie. And, you know, she wrote something very important that the last few weeks and days, being on Instagram and Twitter was hard. A lot of hate, a lot of threats. But luckily, she knows who she is, and she's not going to let anyone get to her. And she posted it as a friendly reminder not to believe everything you read and see on the internet. Do you for you. Very inspiring. So thank you, Carmela, for being not only the most beautiful wrestler outside, but also on the inside. Thank you very much. All right, that's all the time we have for today's independent episode. Hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. If you did, then don't forget to subscribe and follow on your favorite podcasting platform. All the links can be found at linktree.ee/15minute time limit. That's linktr.ee/15minute time limit to all the podcasting platforms, the Twitter page. And you know what? I had a little bit of a discussion with a friend of mine called Nir. Hi, Nir. About a WhatsApp group or maybe a Telegram group or a Discord server. What do you think? What do you guys think? If you're listening on Spotify, then Spotify now has a Q&A and polling questions for podcasts. So go check it out and vote. What do you say? Should we have our own WhatsApp group, Telegram group, Discord server, anything? Leave it like this. I don't know. So if you're on Spotify, answer the question. And if you're not on Spotify, then go to Spotify and answer the question. All right, that's all the time. Thank you very much. See you tomorrow.